Keep cool this summer when you shop ceiling fans at Menards. Upgrade your space with a quick install ceiling fan from Patriot Lighting. They're loaded with extra features that will make your ceiling fan install a breeze. Plus, they reduce energy costs, helping you save time and money. Save big on our great selection of ceiling fans. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Confused by the whole thing and apparently throwing out really good food.
And speaking of confusion, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg trying to clear it up. Are you happy with what he just announced? We'll tell you about it. 6 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. Puerto Ricans are coming to grips with the fact that their nightmares following Hurricane Maria will not be ending anytime soon.
Liz Guillen is one of the few people in San Juan connected to the outside world thanks to a working landline phone.
The communications completely collapsed.
Only one radio station was left being able to broadcast on the island.
Everybody is radio, battery-powered radio, is on that station.
It's a lifeline for people and occasionally the source of sad news.
Three sisters had been killed when the home that they were in was affected by a mudslide.
She said people need gasoline, bottled water, and D batteries for lanterns. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un has responded to President Trump's heated remarks with some tough talk of his own, taking to the air in a rare televised address to say Mr. Trump's UN comments were reflective of, quote, mentally deranged behavior. North Korea's foreign minister told reporters in New York his country could end up testing a nuclear weapon over the Pacific Ocean. The president's heading to Alabama today to campaign for Senator Luther Strange, who's facing a tough challenge in a runoff election with a candidate, former Chief Justice Roy Moore, who has the support of many Trump backers, including former chief strategist Steve Bannon. Another maverick Republican, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, told more supporters at a rally that a vote for him is not a vote against Trump, but a vote for the people's agenda that elected President Trump. A day after Governor Hogan's proposed building of more highway space, local transportation planners are encouraging drivers to get out of their cars altogether. It's Car Free Day, a push to get you to try transit, walking, or biking your way to work.
The idea is if you use that mode and it works for you and you could use it during the rest of the year, that's essentially what the plan is.
Nicholas Ramfos with Commuter Connection says getting out of the car is the key. If you can telecommute, that's still one more car off the highway. And here's another option. Some Virginia business leaders are pushing an effort to put high-speed ferries on the Potomac River to run from Occoquan to the D.C. waterfront. They claim that modern boats complete with Wi-Fi, onboard concessions, and charging stations could make the trip for about the same cost as using the 95 express lanes, with the best benefit being no traffic at all. Advocates call the Potomac the last unused highway in the region. Even as this school year just gets underway, Montgomery County school officials are wrestling over how to make next year's school calendar fit.
The problem is figuring out where to build school days into the calendar in a year where Jewish holidays fall on weekdays and schools need to close for Election Day.
We will have to make some tough decisions.
School board member Patricia O'Neill says the school system could shorten the number of days in the year, hold classes on Jewish holidays, or shorten spring break.
Certainly it would be very difficult if we have to cut spring break. Many of our high school students go on college visits.
And she says that's a popular vacation time. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens at 22,359, the NASDAQ at 64,22. In sports, the Nats fall to the Braves, the Orioles beat the Rays, and on Thursday night football, the Rams beat the 49ers. WMAL news time is 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. It's 4K a day on WMAL. The money's falling from the sky every weekday. Details at WMAL.com. And listen here, 4K a day on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Got a confession to make. I let my wife drag me to one of those Mike Collins estate planning seminars. Like I don't have enough on my plate with a certain football team. Actually, it wasn't too bad. In fact, we both learned a whole lot about how to protect our kids and grandkids down the road and to take care of ourselves right now. So if you get one of Mike's invitations in the mail, go. I'm glad I did. Get all the information and register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And problems right now on Metro Rail. This traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero. Fire department now investigating smoke on the track near the Roslyn station. A possibility of arcing insulator. So this investigation is underway. And this means delays for Metro commuters. Single tracking to start first on the Orange Line trains between Clarendon and Foggy Bottom, and on the Blue and Silver Line trains, single tracking between Clarendon and Foggy Bottom. So again, for Metro Rail, as they do this investigation, expect delays on those lines. Now, we have delays 395 due to the crash in Landmark northbound right near King Street. DC 295 north as you come up to the Naval Research Lab with the incident. Watch for police direction there. And the top side of the Maryland Beltway, we're not catching a break here. On the outer loop near George Avenue, again, they were late to clear that road work with the left lane coned off and a crash in the backups. And I'm seeing delays back out of College Park from I-95. So get ready for that. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances about zero, even though a lot of gray sky will be around today. Any sun will be limited. Cloudy today, 85. Tonight, some clouds around 64. And a mix of clouds and sunshine over the weekend, highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 68 in Centerville, 63 in Frederick, 72 at Reagan National. The traffic and weather are brought to you by Spot Hero. Pull out your pumpkin spice, even if the weather says summer, the first day of fall's officially here. See more at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Pumpkin spice. What's wrong with that guy? 6:07 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up this morning at 7:05, Bruce Klinger from the Heritage Foundation joins us. We'll talk about North Korea as Kim Jong-un gets a little chippy overnight. Larry Michael from the Washington Redskins joins us at 7:45. The voice of the Redskins. Break down the game this weekend. Governor Mike Huckabee joins us at 8:05 this morning. And Ed Henry from the Fox News Channel. 8:35. All ahead. Vince Colonnais alongside the non-pumpkin spice latte drinking Mary Walton. This morning.
Still too soon. Still too warm. Speaking of food, you know that when you get food and it has this sell-by date and it has a best before date, so I say best before, some of them will say sell-by.
Oh, yeah?
Look at you looking at that. Those are in the freezer for, don't even try it.
We got a box of Enemans in front of me. These are Pop-Ums. These are these donuts.
The little donut holes.
And it says best if used.
I put them in the freezer.
Okay, we've got a live-action demo in front of me right here. Mary brings this in this morning. Okay, you can explain yourself. All right, but first, the prosecution. We have
first the prosecution.
I'm holding a box of donuts that she brought in so generously this morning, and I've been eating them, and I was like, oh, these are actually, they taste good, but they taste a little interesting.
Stop.
Not right off the shelf, exactly. And all of a sudden, and I'm looking at it now because we're doing this segment, it says best if used by September 13th. What is going on here?
Because
what's today's date? Today's the 22nd. So we're like a full 12 days past this, or however math works. 9 days.
However math works.
We're a full 9 days after the use-by date, and Mary's trying to poison me is what we've concluded. So now, Mary,
you're on to me now.
You can mount a defense now.
Here's my defense was, as I brought them in and told you that I brought them and put them in the freezer because I knew we wouldn't be eating them right away because I bought two boxes of donuts. I brought one in immediately, and the other one I put in the freezer in a Ziploc in the freezer. And they've been in the freezer for like a week.
Okay.
That's it. And I brought them in, and they're fine.
All right, well.
They were in the freezer.
If I'm missing the next few hours of the show, you know why. I've been destroyed by these donuts.
Mike, our plan is working. He's eating the donuts. So does that bother you? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Are you one of these people that looks at the best before or the sell-by date, and you look at that sell-by date and you go, uh-oh, sell-by date was yesterday. This has to be thrown out. A lot of people do because Americans throw out about $29 billion worth of food in this country that is perfectly fine because it hit the sell-by date. Now, the sell-by date is not the consume-by date. You've probably got about a week, depending on what it is. You've got at least a week after the sell-by date with most foods.
Right. Like, I should have eaten these donuts 9 days ago.
You know what? You can just give me those donuts back. I'm not bringing you anything anymore. You get no more donuts for you. I'm done.
Mike
and I will eat those donuts. You're done. Give me those donuts. I'm not one of those people. My husband and I are those people that we buy it. If we're not going to eat it right away, we put it in the freezer, take it out later, we're fine. I grew up in a household, as most of us did, I think, if you grew up in like the 70s, 80s, you grew up in a household where your mother you'd be like, ew, the cheese is green. Your mother lopped the green off the cheese and then hand it back to you and go, it's fine. My mother did all the time. She's like, just cut the green off. It's fine. She handed it back to us. So that's the household I grew up in. My parents wasted nothing, absolutely nothing. There was no throwing out of food whatsoever. So now as an adult, there is rarely throwing out of food. I'm a big fan of not wasting food. And I also know that the sell-by date is just the time it has to be out of the store, knowing full well the consumers aren't going to eat it that day.
Yes.
They're going to take about a week to eat it. So you've got at least a week after the sell-by date minimum to eat that food. And I'm a big fan of use your brain. If you open it and it stinks, throw it out. If you open it and it doesn't stink, you're fine. 888-630-9625. Are you one of these people who lives and dies by these sell-by dates and these best before dates? And then there's also sometimes a display date, and people are very, very confused by all of that. Vince?
Well, unlike Mary, I didn't grow up in the Depression. And, you know, when I assess the cheese...
My parents didn't have money.
When I assess the cheese in my refrigerator, I often make very cutting decisions. This is like kind of the way I handle journalism, which is to say, I see something, it's half interesting, it's not good enough for me. I need something that's completely interesting, something that's completely prepared for me. So when I open the cheese drawer every so often and I assess its contents, I am ruthless. I execute cheese like it's my job. Does this result in a lot of wasted cheese? Yes, I will admit that. But I don't need it. I just need nice, clean cheese that I can use for entertaining when people come over. So anything that's past that expiration date, I'm killing it. I mean, it's out. The confusion here, I think, emanates from what you were talking about, which is this idea that there's just like a million different labels. Sell-by means nothing to me.
Right.
Because it doesn't represent anything that's related to what goes on in my house. I'm not reselling the item.
Right.
I'm using it. So the use-by thing seems to be the far preferable way of assessing
yes.
food.
But if you're a couple days past the use-by date, will you eat it?
I'll consider it.
And
I'll take a sniff test first.
I'm not cutting the green off the cheese and giving it to guests. Guests get the good stuff. That's just for my husband and I. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, listen, my parents didn't have a lot of money growing up, so they wasted nothing. 888-630-9625. $29 billion a year in the U.S. alone.
I believe
and
it.
Now they're working to actually streamline these choices and the dates and make them clearer as to exactly what the date is. John in Port Royal. John, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. John, are you one of these people who contributes to this $29 billion a year in food thrown out because of that date?
I compost. You know, if... Yeah. The last chance, but I wanted to say, contrary Mary, Vince, you guys are terrific, on top of your game.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I mentioned to your screener that on occasion I'll, you know, help redistribute that food that's in the dumpster, outside of the local food line. And only during the winter, it expired that morning, and they dump it in the dumpster.
Well, okay, so let me get this right. So you're dumpster diving outside of Food Lion.
That's correct.
And you do what with the food?
Well, if it's edible, I'll eat it. If it doesn't
taste
too bad, I'll... No, I just use it with cat food, dog food.
Has that, like, has that ever been a bad decision for you?
Not yet.
Okay.
Hopefully it won't happen.
Well, so. luck smiles on you.
It sounds cheesy there, Vince, sometimes. And you guys are terrific. Love you, mean it.
Thank you, John.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, John. Yeah, see, I've never gone into the dumpster, but when I go to the grocery store, the first place I go, my husband's the same way. The first place I go is that rack where they have the stuff that's going to expire. I go there first, and we had just have a big freezer, make sure we have a big freezer. I don't think we've had a loaf of bread out of the oven in years because I go to the, you know, stuff that's going to expire, wrap it up into the freezer it goes.
Sorry for being bougie. I love fresh bread.
You're such a millennial. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Are you one of these people who says, up, it's past the sell-by date, got to go out, $29 billion a year in the U.S. alone of wasted, or perfectly good food?
Or are you diving in dumpsters in Foon Lion?
I'm trying to get the whole range here
this morning. Let's dive into traffic now. It's 6:15. Time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, just like you, we're not wasting anything. Nope.
Donuts are good.
Uh-huh. I can hear it. All right. What we're dealing with right now on Metrorail is not good. They have a problem outside of the Roslyn station. Initially, it was a track issue, and now they're saying, it was smoke and possibly an arcing insulator. So we have a ton of fire and rescue units all throughout that area of Roslyn near the metro station. So expect delays. They're also single tracking several lines as a result. Orange and Silver Line trains between Clarendon and Foggy Bottom. The Blue Line trains between Arlington Cemetery and Foggy Bottom. Again, as they're looking for possible arcing insulator. Metrorail and delays. All right, here we go. What's the problem on the roads this morning? Are hot spots 395 as you head through Landmark. The accident coming off of the end of the exit ramp from King Street. So you're going to see those flashing lights. DC 295 North, the exit to Malcolm X for the crash. So slowing 295 North pretty much as you come off the Beltway. And guess what? We still have this road work blocking the left lane. They were doing a paving project, didn't quite set. They had issues, outer loop at Georgia Avenue. And I'm not happy about this either. Left lane still blocked. We're jammed from College Park. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, hello, friends. Let's talk about the weather. Today, it's mostly cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy in the afternoon. A high near 85 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 64. And then tomorrow, there'll be abundant sunshine. That's actually the words written in front of me. Highs in the mid-80s and lows in the mid-60s. And then Sunday, you guessed it yet again, abundant sunshine. Highs in the upper 80s and lows in the upper 60s. Right now in the nation's capital, it's 72 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Start dating tomorrow by calling or texting 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
So $29 billion a year in food, good, perfectly good edible food thrown out in this country because of that sell-by date. And people take it home and go, oh, it was supposed to be sold by yesterday. We have to throw it out. We can't eat it. No, you can eat it. So are you like Vince, who's like, you know what? Nope, it's going out. Or are you like me? I'm like, it smells fine. We can eat it. We're good. As if I'm dicey, my husband has actually been known to say, see if the cats will eat it. Because if the cats won't eat it, then it's bad. But if the cats will eat it, then I'm sure it's okay.
Give them a piece and see how they go.
We do. We see if they'll eat it. They're like, okay, the cat's turned it down. It's got to go. Paul in Lexington Park. Paul, good morning. Happy Friday. Are you one of those who lives and dies by the sell-by date?
Oh, that's so funny. We just had this argument the other day. My wife is a sell-by date queen. I mean, I'm looking at like a smell-by date. If it smells good, I'm eating it. And I just got finished. My kids are grown, but my grandkids... I will cut the mold out of the cheese, and I still use that. I tell them, "Look, they use that for penicillin. You're fine." What? The way I look at it, I've built up a fortress in my stomach. There is nothing going to affect me. It's got to be some serious stuff to give me some food poisoning by now.
Exactly,
I do that all the time.
You know, Mike McKay and Vince are like, "Oh, they just cringe when you talked about cutting the mold off the cheese." What do you people think blue cheese is? Right? And people pay a lot of money for blue cheese.
Uh-huh.
So it's homemade. You just cut the mold off and you're fine. Mike's like, nope, not cutting the mold off. Absolutely. I'm with you, Paul. I can, and I've never gotten sick from just cutting the mold off the cheese. Never.
That
I'm with you.
Fine.
Yeah, so cast iron stomachs, the two of us. 888-630-9625. Ross in Silver Spring, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Happy Friday. Ross, do you live and die by the sell-by date?
Oh, no, it's ridiculous.
So what do you do?
I wanted to expand this a little bit. Recently, there have been some articles in the journals about medicine, particularly prescription drugs, by the billions of dollars that are thrown out because of the dates. And surveys, tests are done on these drugs, and over and over and over again, they're safe to use, even years after their expiration date. Some government agencies now are going back and redating much of the stuff that's used on the shelves and in the government agencies. So it's there to make money.
Yeah, I love the fact that water has an expiration date on it. How does water have it? Salt. We bought salt, and the salt has an expiration date. I'm like, salt is a rock. How does salt have an expiration date? How does water have an expiration date? How does that happen?
Because the plastic.
I'm with Ross. I'm with Ross on that.
Do I need to explain everything to you?
Salt is millions of years old, and it has an expiration. But as soon as we take it out of the ground, it has an expiration date. Stop it. Just stop. Frank and Severin. Frank, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Morning, Mary. Yeah, I'm much in line with you. I cut the mold off of bread or cheese or whatever.
Wow.
It doesn't matter to me. I'll take Advil or whatever after the expiration date. I mean, I wouldn't do it 3-4 years after, but, you know, I have a little bit of common sense about it. But, no, we don't waste anything.
Yeah,
I hate that.
If you open aspirin up and it smells like vinegar, the aspirin's bad. That's how you know when aspirin is bad. If it smells, seriously, aspirin,
that,
when it goes
okay.
bad, smells like vinegar. But, you know, there was, before expiration dates, how did people survive? They used their brains, right, Frank?
Yeah, you assess
Absolutely.
It. But now we have science. Now we have, like, you know, better ways to assess these things. They can actually print the date on the container.
It's a guess. Then why do they tell me that salt is going to expire? How smart are these people?
Well, it might have something to do with the packaging.
I doubt that. Stop it. Frank, thank you. I'm going to go to Eric in Fredericksburg because Eric is a pro here. Eric, tell Vince he's wrong. Good morning, Eric.
Please, join the crowd.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So I have to admit, you know, the sell-by dates in grocery stores, yeah, that is a suggested sell-by date. But what you got to keep in mind is that where most people are getting sick at is from where they're not properly cooking the product.
Exactly.
So you've got two different types of bacteria, one that causes illness and one that doesn't. So the mold you're cutting off the cheese is just a natural process to make that cheese. If you don't cook it right, you could possibly, you know, have like listeria or something that could cause that foodborne illness.
See, excellent point here.
All right, so you cook it, and then I use the cheese. It's cooked afterwards. Thank you, Eric.
The same people
Appreciate
who
it.
Save all the old food overcook their steaks.
I think he just said you're wrong. 888-630-9625, 622 on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
It defined who I was for so long.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive.
With the TMS treatment, it gave me the clarity to see changes that I need to make in my life.
I have hope. It's been life-changing. Now I can look forward to my future.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, "My happy mom is back."
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
In a noisy world,
Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
It's 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I think I can. And that's what we're saying around the Maryland top side of the Beltway. And that's what I'm saying, watching these contractors trying to pick up the last of the cones on the Beltway at Georgia Avenue. It was the overnight work zone, late to clear. And they are in the process of picking up the cones, but they've stopped. So I was still watching this. Only the three rights of the four getting by still. And we are jam solid as you come out of College Park. So that's the culprit for these delays. Again, they haven't quite wrapped it up, picking up the last of the cones. Now, Virginia, new problem is going to be north on 95. As you come out of Newington up through to the Beltway, right before you get to the Beltway merge incident, right shoulder, it looks like. And I'm not seeing any help on the scene yet. So do watch for fire and rescue responding through Landmark. We're bunched up. Crash at King Street to the shoulder. 295 north near Malcolm X for the crash. Do watch for police at the scene there. And for Metro Rail, they had some smoke reported on the tracks near Rosalind, and as a result, single tracking blue, orange, and silver line trains. Commuters expect delays. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly gray sky, mild weather continuing. We're a dozen above average to start the day and well above average this afternoon. Mostly cloudy up near 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in this nation's capital, 72 degrees, 627 on WMAL.
So they're going to revamp these sell-by dates and display-by dates and all that stuff on food because apparently Americans are stupid. And we're throwing out $29 billion of food that's actually perfectly fine.
We just appreciate consistency.
Okay. So Tim tweeted us and said, I get after my friends all the time about the dates on food and how they're created to sell more. Cheese is mold. And most veg, Tim claims, has a 25 to 50 year shelf life. Wow. Learned that in college science class, so I keep my meds. You might be a little careful about the whole 50 year thing. If it was prescribed for your grandmother, you might not want to take it.
The only thing I keep long is honey. I love that honey. 627.
Even that has an expiration date, just saying.
No, the Egyptians kept it in their tombs. 627 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and now that the kids are back at school, it's a great time to get your carpets back to clean with Zero Res. They did it for me, and let me tell you, a Zero Res clean is the best. If you have a home or office, Zero Res will have your old dirty carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res clean. Stains and odors will be gone forever. Allergens will be removed so you can breathe easier again. Stop being embarrassed when friends or customers visit and see or smell your dirty carpets. A Zero Res clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, or grout. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. You'll get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Or for a limited time only, get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Minimums apply. Call now, 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same, Zerorez.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Congress is demanding answers from Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, wondering, how could the Russians buy ads on your platform? Facebook has responded. The mad billionaire and what he had to say. Straight ahead. 6:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by the Big Screen Store. At least two people were killed as Hurricane Maria passed over Puerto Rico on Wednesday, but the death toll is not completed. And the mayor of San Juan, Carmen Yulin Cruz, says she's worried that some who are currently living could join that list.
We're having what I call the urban refugees. People that are at home are elderly. They don't have their insulin. They've lost their heart medication. They've lost their blood pressure medication. And if we don't get to them in time, it is those that I cannot get to that really worry me the most.
Cruz says the landscape is disastrous there, devastation like she's never seen before. The man convicted last week in the abduction and murder of the Lyon sisters in Wheaton in 1975 was back in court yesterday to plead guilty in the sexual assault of two more girls in Prince William County nearly 20 years later. Lloyd Welch receives 12 years in the Prince William case, a settlement that was arranged in concert with his conviction in the Lyon case. Welch apologized to his living victims in court. One of them told the judge, "He's the dirt I walk on every day." Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's plan to expand the Beltway, I-270, and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway is not just a huge transportation deal. It's also a political strategy impacting the areas of the state that Hogan will need votes from to win re-election. The first two highways run through Montgomery and Prince George's counties.
Then you have 295, which is impacting especially Baltimore County, Howard County, and the reality is this election is likely going to be determined in Baltimore and Howard County.
Maryland political scientist Todd Eberle says this is a gamble for Hogan, putting his legacy as governor on the line. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 22,359, the NASDAQ at 6,422. Sports brought to you by AAA. The Nats fall to the Braves 3-2. The Orioles beat the Rays 3-1. And in a matchup between former Redskins assistant coaches, Sean McVay's Rams beat Kyle Shanahan's 49ers 41-39. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaiser, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss, and I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial. They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven mortgage company, big enough to get you the deal you need and small enough to give you the personal attention you require, from application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance, but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, no one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play. And do it before the clock runs out. Check out cornerstonefirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Chris Plant here. You may have heard me talk about the 2017 Chevy Bolt EV, the all-electric vehicle that can go 238 miles on a full charge. But did you know that it's full of EV technologies to help you maximize your range? Things like Regen on Demand, a regenerative braking pedal that restores energy to the battery while you slow down. If you haven't already, you need to check it out. The Chevy Bolt EV is not just a great electric car, it's a great car.
At AAA, your safety is their top priority, always. That's why all their roadside assistance technicians are thoroughly screened and expertly trained. They're prompt, courteous, and professional. They stake their name on that claim. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew.
635 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95, big delays forming with this crash as you try to push through Newington toward the Beltway. Have the right lane blocked. You get a little break, and then you're good up to either loop of the Beltway. I'm not seeing any delays in through Tyson's toward the Legion Bridge, not just yet. But 395 slows through Landmark to King Street, where that's where we have accident activity still coming off of the ramp from King Street to merge onto 395. Now, top side of the Maryland Beltway, I've been watching you closely here, waiting for these lanes to reopen. Late clearing road work at 630 here. Outer loop near Georgia Avenue, they're picking up the last of the cones from the left lane. Jam solid coming off of I-95 as a result. 270, no drama, just the volume. Or band at Hyattstown forming, and again in Germantown. Metro Rail still single tracking blue, orange, silver line trains right around Foggy Bottom because of the track issue, which is now getting under control and fire departments leaving the area. So hopefully we'll see some recovery soon on Metro Rail. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly gray sky, mild weather continuing. We're a dozen above average to start the day and well above average this afternoon. Mostly cloudy up near 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 61 in Warrenton, 65 in Greenbelt, 70 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Joining us this morning in the show at 7:05, it's about half an hour, we'll speak with Bruce Klingner from the Heritage Foundation, and we'll discuss North Korea and the back and forth between their president and ours. Larry Michael joining us at 7:45. He's the voice of the Redskins. There's a game coming up. He'll tell us what to expect. At 8:05, Governor Mike Huckabee. And at 8:35, Ed Henry from the Fox News Channel will be joining us. Great show. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Conis.
Well, good morning. So there's some questions about Facebook, the platform, you know, we use to chat with our friends, catch up on what's going on, sort of casually stalk people. All of that available on Facebook to you. But one other thing that's available on Facebook is the ability to buy advertising. People advertise their businesses, their Facebook pages, all sorts of things. And you can buy issue ads, political ads, you know, any sort of thing. And it's real easy to do. You get into the ad platform, you enter some information, you target by demographics, you narrow it down to like the age groups, things like that. And you're able to, you know, take advantage of their massive system to purchase ads. Well, the issue here is that Facebook announced recently that they sold more than 3,000 ads to Russian-linked accounts during the 2016 election. And we've been hearing news reports saying that they totaled something over $100,000 in purchases, which at first blush, by the way, sounds like not that much money for a major election influence operation. $100,000? You know, that's maybe two employees in some businesses, right? So you've got $100,000, the idea that the Russian government or Russian-affiliated entities bought advertising during the election doesn't sound like they really could sway the election entirely, but whatever. Congress wants answers. They demand answers. So Facebook, probably sensing that Congress is itching to regulate something, is trying to be proactive. They've already given these ads now that have been purchased to Robert Mueller, the special counsel, and now we find out that Facebook is going to share the content of those ads with Congress. Let's go to Cut 8. This is Mark Zuckerberg announcing yesterday that he's working with Congress on these ads.
We are actively working with the U.S. government on its ongoing investigations into Russian interference. We've been investigating this for many months now, and for a while we had found no evidence of fake accounts linked to Russia running ads. And when we recently uncovered this activity, we provided that information to the special counsel. We also briefed Congress. And this morning, I directed our team to provide the ads we've found to Congress as well.
So I'll be interested to see what Congress ends up with here when they send these ads over to Congress.
What am I missing? Why do we care if Russians buy ads on Facebook?
Well, we don't even know the content of these ads.
Wait, so what am I... Did you know... A year ago, did anybody care about Russia?
Well, the wrong candidate won, Mary. Come on.
I don't know. What am I missing here? Now Mark Zuckerberg is talking to Congress about Russians buying ads on Facebook. Go online, whatever the ad's for, read the review. If it doesn't look like a good product, don't buy it. I'm not quite sure what the problem is. Or are we again searching for a problem in order to fix it? Because it's another narrative about Russia. I just feel like it's the world turned upside down. And in all honesty, I'm not a huge fan of Zuckerberg. I think he's creepy.
Well, this feels like it's the beginning of something that's deserving of a lot of attention. Meaning, you know, once Facebook begins sort of diving into the world of, like, what kind of speech is appropriate, what kind of speech can be purchased on our platform, that's when your antenna should go up. Right. Like, this is one of the most powerful companies in the world and facilitates more communication than probably any platform in the world. And that's when your antenna should go up. So here's more from Mark Zuckerberg talking about how they're going to shut down what he's referring to as election interference here.
Let me say this. I care deeply about the democratic process and protecting its integrity. Facebook's mission is all about giving people a voice and bringing people closer together. Those are democratic values, and we're proud of them. I don't want anyone to use our tools to undermine democracy. That's not what we stand for. The integrity of our elections is fundamental to democracy around the world. That's why we've built teams dedicated to working on election integrity and preventing governments from interfering in the elections of other nations. And as we've shared before, our teams have found and shut down thousands of fake accounts that could be attempting to influence elections in many other countries, including recently in the French elections.
And he goes on to say that they're now going to establish a tougher review process for these ads.
We will strengthen our own ad review process for political ads. Now, to be clear, it has always been against our policies to use any of our tools in a way that breaks the law. And we have many controls already in place to prevent this. But we can do more. Most ads are bought programmatically through our apps and website without an advertiser ever speaking to someone at Facebook. And that's what happened here.
Okay, So when President Obama sent, what, $350,000 taxpayer dollars to an organization in Israel, and that group used the money to build a voter database, train activists, and hire a political consulting firm to try to oust Netanyahu, that wasn't voter interference in a foreign election?
I'm letting it hang. You're right.
This is why I'm so confused about this entire thing. We're spending taxpayer money to investigate ads on Facebook when we sent $350,000 to another country to interfere in their election.
By the way, Democrats not backing off their eagerness to regulate Facebook anyway. 6:43 now on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Do you speak Social Security? Not many of us do, but the people at the Social Security office are going to be throwing a lot of new terms at you when you show up to claim your benefits. Terms like deferring, suspending, and recalculating, just to name a few. Confused? Don't be, because Abe Abish of Abish Financial Services does speak Social Security, and he's happy to translate. Abe and his wife Shelley are inviting you to a complimentary dinner where he'll explain the things you need to know to not only make claiming your benefits easier, but also how to maximize those benefits. Join Abe and Shelley on Tuesday, October 10th or Thursday, October 12th at Loudoun's newest, finest dining restaurant. Of course, you'll be their guest, and you'll learn some things that can potentially increase the amount of your monthly benefits. Make reservations by calling 571-577-9968 or online at retirementkeyradio.com.
Abish Financial is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Abraham Abish. Virginia Insurance Number 557-877.
Your heart is amazing, pumping 2,000 gallons of blood through your body every day. But if something goes wrong inside, like a valve problem or a structural or congenital heart defect, you'd want the region's leading team of cardiac physicians at your side. Like the specialists at MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Recognized nationally by U.S. News and World Report, our team approach to structural heart disease is one of many reasons for our national recognition. For 10 years, we've participated in every major clinical trial for TAVR, an advanced minimally invasive approach to aortic valve replacement. And we've performed more of these procedures than any other team in the Baltimore-Washington region. We have the experience you can trust. When you need an expert structural heart team, don't miss a beat. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/structural heart or schedule an appointment at 202-877-DOCS. That's 202-877-DOCS.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I know a lot of you are sitting in delays, so I need to give you some good news. On the Maryland Beltway, looks like that road work is finally picked up late as it is, and we're jammed from College Park and around toward George Avenue, but it looks like you get all four lanes to get you through now. 95 just south of the ICC. Watch for that heavy volume. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, south and Laurel near 197, crash reported. Truck fire for I-95. If you're pushing south, if you're coming out of Baltimore, approaching Route 100, a couple lanes blocked, and northbound Rubberneck, you may have response along the left lane northbound side. Again, this is just north of Route 100 on I-95. Virginia 95 north at the Beltway, still the right lane blocked with the crash. Now, fire department rescue units at Metrorail's Roslyn Station, they're dispersing. Everything seems to be okay. They were searching for a possible arcing insulator. They're still single tracking, but hope to get back and running normal here shortly. Blue lines, orange, silver lines, expect delays with the single tracking still in effect. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very warm this morning, and our first partial day of fall today will feel like summer, 85 and cloudy. We'll break up the clouds a bit tonight, 64. Over the weekend, a mix of clouds and sunshine with highs into the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by RE/MAX Allegiance. This is Vince Colonnaise. If you're planning to sell your home, call Frank Prindle. With more than 25 years delivering top dollar to his clients and his promise of a guaranteed sale, I trust Frank, and so should you. Go to itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com. All right, Georgetown, suffering from a bizarre string of swastika incidents. if you can believe that. The third swastika found on campus this month. Swastikas being those weird tees with the extra little arms. You know, the Nazis used them. Georgetown University police are investigating a swastika discovered in a campus residence hall restroom earlier this week. John DeGioia, the university president, has called the incident, which, of course, comes amid the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah, quote, an abhorrent act of anti-Semitism, which that sounds about right. It's in an email to students. Campus police said that they responded to this report of a swastika painted inside the stall of a women's restroom in the LXR residence on Wednesday evening. And there was also threatening and derogatory language advocating violence against women, they said. So this is, I guess this is the third time in recent weeks that it's been discovered on campus. So anyway, this continues to happen in Georgetown. And it's kind of a bizarre story. I hate that now, and especially, you know, nowadays, you can't assess what the intent of that person was anymore. Whether or not it was a hoax, whether or not it was somebody who was actually hateful, whether or not it was like some left winger who's like trying to convince people that there are people out there who are hateful. You know, it's like totally impossible to actually assess what this is until they catch them, and no indication so far that they've got a suspect here.
You're absolutely right. And when they do find someone who did it, sometimes you find out that these things are hoaxes. Sometimes they are someone who really is hateful. The whole thing is just, I don't know, it's just so sad, especially they do it at Rosh Hashanah. They're doing it to get a reaction, obviously, because they pick this time of year to do it. So that's why they're doing it. Sometimes you even wonder, you know, is it just someone who's a jerk who's just trying to get noticed and decide this is how I'm going to do it and thinks it's hilarious? It's not funny. So hopefully they find out who's doing it, because this kind of thing needs to stop. Yeah, we waste too much time on it.
They have several that are trying to stop these bias incidents, as they call them. 650 on WMAL.
So you've been thinking about stepping out and buying your first home. You've probably even done the math. You could handle the monthly payments. It's just that big down payment that's holding you back. That's where NASA Federal can help. Yeah, that NASA. The NASA Federal Launchpad Home Loan was built for people just like you. There's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. Yeah, zero down and zero PMI. And you don't have to work for NASA to get one. You just need to call 855-979-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/979. That's 855-979-NASA or nasafcu.com/979. Get into that new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 855-979-NASA or click nasafcu.com/979. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
There's still time to enroll in a master's degree program at UMUC. Choose from the award-winning MBA, new cloud computing architecture, or one of our graduate cybersecurity programs. No GRE or GMAT required. Classes start October 4th. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
And maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids.
accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Well, it's 6:53. Let's see how your money's doing and check in with Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk.
Good morning, Vince, and happy Friday.
Hey.
After a down day yesterday, futures are lower, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. Markets are mostly lower in Europe and Asia right now, and crude oil is slightly lower. It's really red on the screen this morning. It may be all about geopolitics for investors today. North Korea's foreign minister is threatening to detonate a hydrogen bomb. The U.S. has imposed the toughest sanctions yet on North Korea. China joined in. The People's Bank of China has ordered all Chinese banks to stop doing business with North Korea. So we'll see how the markets play out. Hewlett-Packard Enterprises will fire thousands of people before the holidays in a cost-cutting move. The job cuts will total about 10% of its workforce. They'll come in both the U.S. and abroad. It's based in Palo Alto, California. Coca-Cola seems to be a big winner in Provo, Utah. A 60-year ban has ended at Brigham Young University. The Mormon Church-owned school is now allowing the sale of soda with caffeine. And students are buying Coca-Cola. They're posting pictures all over Twitter. Starbucks introduces its new maple pecan latte today. Regional chain Dunkin' Donuts has already been selling one. This, as fall arrives today, the autumnal equinox happens at 4:02 p.m. Eastern. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
6:55. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, for Metrorail, things on the improve. They are no longer single tracking blue, orange, and silver line trains near Roslyn, which they had been doing for a while because of a problem on the track, which has been resolved. It's now residual delays, but again, we're trying to get back up to speed, but expect some slowdown still. Now, for Interstate 95, Virginia, jammed as you come across the Occoquan toward Newington prior to the Beltway for the crash, still have the right lane blocked, heavy through Landmark on 395, and again, across the 14th Street Bridge. The big delay for the freeway right now is on the westbound side after the 3rd Street Tunnel. It's just the two right lanes getting by the crash. A lot to check out. Watch for delays coming off of 295. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel now, forecast.
Washington mornings on.
Mostly cloudy skies early today, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, a high near 85 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 64. And then Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at abundant sunshine in the 80s and lows in the 60s. 72 degrees right now, 6:56 on WMAL.
So, you know, there's all this talk. Remember, Steve Mnuchin supposedly requested a government plane to go on his honeymoon and the left pounced on it. Well,
everybody's all obsessed with planes now.
Of course, because it's the Republicans flying around on the government dime, not the Democrats, so everybody is obsessed about it. What is not getting any kind of credit, any kind of play at all in the media, is Betsy DeVos. You know, she uses a private jet to fly around the country. That woman cannot even fly in commercial
airlines. This is disgusting, Mary. How could she use a private jet? Are you meaning to tell me that I, the American taxpayer, is paying for the Secretary of Education, whose department should not even exist, for her to fly around on a private jet?
Well, that's what the left would have you believe. Actually, it's her private jet. She actually owns it. It's personally owned, and she does not even bill the U.S. taxpayers for fuel.
Oh, okay. She can do that then.
The bill herself. She's zero cost to U.S. taxpayers. She does not seek or accept any reimbursement for the flights. She did
did once put in for an Acela trip that she took from Philadelphia to Washington,
D.C. Okay, now we're talking. Now I can be angry
for
again.
For like 100.
She charged me for her. Okay, fine. You can do an Acela trip as long as you're flying around in your private jet all over the place and paying for it yourself. We'll trade a couple of Acela trips to you.
Yeah, so she and her husband have an estimated net worth of $5.1 billion. But how great is this? Here's another member of the Trump administration footing their own bill, right? How many members of the Trump family who are working don't get paid? How many Rex Tillerson doesn't take a salary, right? I don't think Betsy DeVos takes a salary. She's paying her own way for her flights and everything. What other administration has ever had something like this?
It is pretty amazing.
Foot their own bills and get zero credit for it.
It is pretty amazing. I wonder, I'd like to see a number of, like, what's the total net worth of everybody in the cabinet? I mean, it must be pretty high. But they're also paying a lot in taxes. I mean, there's a lot of tax expenses here when you're flying and buying fuel and everything she has to pay for to get around the country. And you're right. I mean, you've got the President of the United States and a bunch of others in the family who are not taking money. I don't think Ivanka's taking any money from the U.S. government.
Right,
everybody's just sort of working for free for the executive branch here, and I think it's a pretty neat story. One of the amazing things about this Betsy DeVos story, though, is the way it was covered yesterday. Like, places like The Hill, they only included half the headline, basically. They're like, Betsy DeVos flies private jet everywhere. What? How dare she? And then you read the story, and it's right. Like, oh, and she pays for it.
Now, on the other hand, to be fair here, Secretary Tom Price, though, is taking an unprecedented number of privately chartered flights to conduct official business, and he is racking up the bills, according to Politico. So well, he opted for private travel at least 24 times since early
until
May.
I'm proven wrong, I'm going to assume the price is right. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
I will be joined by Bruce Klingner from the Heritage Foundation. He is a specialist in Korean and Japanese affairs. We're going to talk to him about the ongoing battle of words between two world leaders.
And Fox News. Turns out a new primetime show is coming to 11.